morning, CBBG.
Yeah, it's Georgian.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Pretty busy. How about yourself?
I'm good, good, man.
Did you get my email by any chance?
I did. I actually received it. Yesterday when you called, man, I was already gone, dude. I normally leave at about, 2:30, 3-ish.
Okay. No worries. Do you have about 3 to 5 minutes?
I do. What's up?
So I just want to kind of go over the approvals we have for you, and then, go over, any questions you have, and hopefully get this wrapped up.
Okay.
So
can I put you on a brief hold? Because my pops, my pops will be probably the one that's going to be doing, or more than likely the one that's going to approve those terms and stuff. So let me see if maybe you could potentially talk to him instead, and that way he knows and has the proper flow down on what's going on and stuff.
Not a problem.
All right, give me 1 second, man.
For economy, we appreciate your patience, and we'll be with you in a moment.
At CPPG, we maintain a dominant position in hard chrome plating thickness and grinding chrome-plated alloy steel parts up to 150,000 PSI and greater by surface. And all our quality procedures meet the standards of ISO 9002 inspection system requirements and reference customer specifications as well. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Ruben.
Hello, how are you doing?
How you doing? Good morning. I'm going to put the speaker right here to George's gear, okay? Hold on. ¿Así lo pongo? Yeah, I'm not.
Hey, Ruben?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, my pops is here now. Maybe you can kind of explain us, like, the terms and so forth, so he can kind of explain, so he can understand what...
Absolutely. And your name is Lewis, right?
Yeah, Lewis, yes. How you doing?
Good. Pretty busy. Nice to meet you, by the way. And I understand Ari, did one of these loans for you in the past. So I want to walk you through kind of what you're going to get as an existing customer. So the first thing is, our approval limit here for your business would be about 250K. Last time you did a shorter, it looks like last time you did a 12-month loan. Is that accurate?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a 12-month loan.
Okay. And so, since you're an existing customer, you're going to qualify for better terms. What that means is two things. Number one, a cheaper cost of money, and B, most importantly, a longer term. So, in terms of one of the things George mentioned to me was daily payments. Is that our only option? No, we can actually do daily or weekly. Completely your choice. A lot of people right now prefer weekly payments because it's not every day. We're going in. Just wanted to kind of talk to you and kind of figure out about how much capital would you need right now, and answer any questions from you.
Yeah, probably I need like $100,000.
Okay.
That's the only option you got, like a daily or weekly, right?
For cash, it's daily or weekly. So let me kind of go through the program and then kind of give you some options. So this loan, it's kind of a hybrid product. It functions very similar to a credit line. So when you do your first loan with us, it's all about just the amount you're paying back. So let's just say you do $100,000 on most of these loans. You're responsible for the entire payback. So often what happens is once you're halfway through the loan, you could need more money potentially, okay? So on most of these loan products, you're going to have to basically, let's just say you owe us $40,000 left. Let's just say that for argument's sake. You generally would have to roll in that new $40,000 into any new loan, and so you're kind of prepaying or double paying interest. However, this loan is a lot different. So what it allows for is called interest forgiveness on a renewal. So when you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more funding. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you're doing an 18-month loan. Once you're 9 months in, you can apply for more funding. Assuming you qualify and do a new loan with us, we will actually forgive all the remaining interest. So many customers use this kind of like a credit line where they can continually access money because they don't have to necessarily roll over all that interest. But yeah, 250 would be the limit. We could do 100. It just really depends on what you're looking for right now. One thing to go over is the following. You mentioned 100. What would this money be used for? Where does that number come from?
I back up in my company. Right now the company, most of the customers pay me really bad, like a late, what I mean? And I'm struggling with my payments. I don't want that, I want to be more open in my payments in here,
Okay.
I don't want to invest nothing. You know, I want to keep the money in the bank to pay my bills from trucking, you know?
Gotcha. And it looks like, just so I can make sure I have this accurate, because we have a few files for you in the system. It looks like when we funded this transaction, I'm trying to take a look and make sure I've got it accurate. Did you guys do, it looks like, about $100,000. Is that correct, in the past?
Yeah.
Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, that sounds all right. How long is it going to be? Like, you can do it like a 24 months in that one? Or
I'm going to go over all these terms for you. So give me 1 second if you could. So in the past, you did. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find your documents in the past. Give me 1 second. Okay. Oh, hold on. It looks like to me you guys did a $100,000 loan, and it was a 14-month term, I think.
It was for machinery. I honestly don't remember what the amount was.
No. The first time I bought a machine for $75,000.
That was a machine base loan. That was a monthly payment, correct?
That's, I got it for 36 months, and my payment was like a $2,000 a month.
Okay. When you did cash, was it a $100,000 cash loan?
No, $50,000 last time.
It was $50,000. Okay.
Last time, $50,000.
Okay. So, let me make sure. Oh, yeah, it looks like it's a $50,000 12-month term. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so basically the way the loan works is, you can borrow up to $250,000. I'm not here to push you. It really just depends on what you want to do. However, it's not a credit line in the sense that if you borrow $100 now, you can just do the other $150 the next month. So one thing to go over is, if you borrow, you can't access more money until you're halfway through the loan. So if you decide to do $100 now, that's fine. Or if you decide to do $50 now, that's fine. But then you wouldn't be able to, if you did say an 18-month term, you wouldn't be able to access more money until about the 9-month period. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Okay. So let's kind of go over some ideas of pricing here. Give you 1 second. So do you want me to quote you on some numbers for 100? What would you like me to quote you on?
100.
I'm sorry?
100 grand.
100? Okay, yeah, absolutely. So, and is your goal to keep your payment low and stretch the term as long as possible? Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and do you prefer the weekly payments or the daily payments?
Honestly, we would ideally want monthly payments.
Monthly for equipment is completely fine, but for cash, there's really not a monthly payment product out there. That's not true. There is a monthly payment, but it's a tremendous amount of documentation and a tremendous amount of hoops to jump through. So really, the best available programs are going to be the weekly terms, although I can't offer you daily. I mean, on this one, I can't offer you monthly. I can offer you daily or weekly. That's all I can. Then that's standard. Would weekly work better for you than daily?
Yeah, probably weekly.
Okay. So let's kind of go over some numbers. So bear with me. And for some reason, my system is frozen. Can I reset it and call you guys right back? It's not loading up for some reason.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not loading up. I'm going to give you a call back in like 2 minutes at this number, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.